You're listening to the Drink Till We're Funny podcast, an Alt P production. You can email us at rubberspatula@dtwfpodcast.com or give us a call at 773-828-4397. On tonight's show, how to eat chicken in India, holiday story roundup, and loaves and fishes at the Hardee's.
Cholesterol.
Oh, you should see your doctor about that. You can do something, you know.
When diet and exercise aren't enough, sometimes you need a little extra help.
Well, when I went to my doctor to have my cholesterol checked, he said he had to do it through my rectum.
Rectum?
I mean, should he have stayed in my rectum for 15 minutes to check my cholesterol?
But let's be realistic. John, you see your doctor, why? Why'd you choose that doctor in particular?
Allergies.
Well, the truth, please. Why is Dr. Lakemaker your doctor?
My doctor is an attractive man.
See, I would think you wouldn't want a hot doctor. Because you're going to go see him when there's problems. And second, you don't want to actually sport wood when
morning,
he's
wood.
Checking you out, do you? Looky, why not?
Well, if he's hot, I mean.
When my doctor actually did my prostate exam,
I passed the prostate exam with flying colors. A++, they all say.
I had to take it a second time.
Ooh. Did you study for your prostate exam?
No, I've never.
Oh, hi.
Yeah, if you're going to talk, you get to move over, remember.
We should introduce. We have a special guest in the studio tonight. This is Dan.
Highfalutin.
Very good, Dan. Thank you. So Dan is joining us this evening.
Dan's one of our listeners.
Dan, he doesn't realize that he can't talk unless he's talking into the microphone because no one else can hear him. Because
then you sound like John, and I'm a clumsy fucking whore.
Oh, I've heard that. I've said that, too.
Have you ever gotten a boner in the doctor's office?
I've not ever gotten a boner in the doctor's
office. Boner?
Boner in the doctor's office.
I prefer to boner at home.
Bone your own, Kit.
Well, it's nice. It comes with that little bed with the little, you know, crispy paper.
Yeah, it does.
Crispy bacon.
Give it up.
Crispy bacon. No. Okay, first, Dan. Yeah. Microphone.
Sorry.
Dan's been drinking.
I have been.
He has been. He's drinking till we're funny. There's not enough liquor in that
flask. He was
laughing
when he came in, though.
Oh, good point. Well, he was touching himself then.
Now I'm touching him, and he's not laughing.
But he's smiling. From ear to ear. Stop looking at me. I can hear you.
I'm going to be like John. I'm going to be like John.
Okay. Well, then you're going to have to say NAD when you tell something that's really bad.
NAD?
That would be your name backward.
Nodge.
Oh.
Nodge. NAD. Nitsuj. Right. Anid.
Well, glad I'm not the one that has to deal with that tonight.
Okay. So this is Justin.
And Gina. We had a collision.
I'm Gina. That's Don.
That's what Sanders. They're both real names.
Yeah.
This is Justin.
I'm John.
And I'm still Dina. Still.
Forever Dina.
Forever.
By Calvin Klein.
Ooh.
By Cody.
Right, because I would be off-brand perfume available at Walgreens.
Walmart.
Walmart in our universe.
Your windsock stays on my mind.
That's what I say when I see really long hair on a man. Because, you know, you got mud flaps, then you got a wind sock when it comes, like, down to the ass crack. Ass crack of dawn. That's one of those things I saw in Wheel of Fortune where they took two phrases and they made them together into one puzzle. Ass crack of dawn. Actually, it's kind of funny. Crack of dawn has a little story in my family because my family are Culkins. And if you don't remember from an earlier episode, Culkin means white trash.
Shav.
Huh?
The British
Chef.
Version of
Oh, thank you.
For
but
our European
British.
Listeners.
If you're European, you should be going to the bathroom.
And not listening.
There you go. Don't bring your iPod in there. Anyway, crack of dawn. My brother, when he was about 16, he was dating a girl who was 19 named Dawn. And my older brother bought him a hat. You know, one of them mesh background foam up front. You know the kind.
Oh, I do.
That said,
I got a story. Remind me. In a
okay. Said, I saw the crack of dawn. He wore it proudly for the whole little town to read, and everyone knew what it meant. That's trashy.
Trashy.
Yes.
So I was home this weekend, and I love my brother dearly, but sometimes some of the things.
Your brother's name is Dearly?
Yes.
Oh.
He christened me. But some of the things that he does and says really make me worry about the future of my family.
Or worry.
What did I say?
Worry. Alarm, alarm. Go ahead.
All right, so he has this old hat that he likes to wear, and it's a camo hat, and the bill on it is really, it's like worn away so that the threads are all frayed, and you can see the cardboard under the bill.
Oh, you pay extra for that at Abercrombie & Fitch.
Yeah, his is because he's worn it for so many years. And then it's got bright orange fluorescent writing on it that says O'Reilly Auto Parts.
That's hot.
And yeah, it sure is. And
that's hot.
And
for those of you on the West Coast, we have a slight delay when Dan speaks.
And so he proudly took me into his bedroom, and he pulls out the old hat, and he's like, remember this one? And he pulls out a brand new hat by O'Reilly that's foam up front, mesh in the back, and camouflage.
I'll take the old one.
Well, he's like, ain't that a party hat? And he actually said, ain't that a purdy hat?
That's like the El Camino of hats when you have two different fabrics.
I love El Camino.
Oh, El Camino.
Go ahead, girls.
El Camino. El Camino. The front is like a car. The back is like a truck. The front is where you drive. The back is where you... El Camino. El Camino.
This moment stolen from Saturday Night Live. Speaking of Saturday Night Live, Saturday Night Live alum, Anna Gasteyer, I saw her finally. It took me 4 months. How long has it been out there?
It's been the Wicked? For
almost a year now, I think.
Year. Almost a year.
Well, I saw me some Wicked, and my Wicked pleased me.
Heard it.
Your Wicked fed my Wicked under yonder tree.
My Wicked goes.
Well, no one mourns the Wicked. No one mourns the Wicked. I recommend it. It was fantastic. It was the best money I ever did spend on any kind of entertainment. Costumes, music, sets, performance, everything was great.
What about the money you spent on that hustler that one time? That was pretty well spent.
That
you didn't charge me that
hooker.
Time, though.
Jiggle.
Did I give you one for free?
Well, you did.
That's how I lure them in. I get them hooked on That's the taste, and then they come back and they pay. Them.
Except she's like one of the...
problem.
Oh, stop looking at me.
You
I can't help it.
Speak into the mic.
For fuck's sake!
Dan, do you want to move over here so you can see
That's
everyone?
Exactly the problem I have with John.
No, I'll talk this way. I'll look
Thank
at the
you.
Microphone.
Thank you.
I'll just look at your ass then.
Pretend Dina's face is on the end of the microphone.
He just wants to look at me because I'm party.
Especially when you do that.
I put my teeth down because I'm party.
Them's her summer teeth.
Summer teeth.
Summer not.
Recycled yeah. joke. Recycle. Well, it's good for the environment.
It really is.
Reduce.
Recycle, reuse.
Reduce, reuse, recycle.
Reflux.
Anybody else do anything good since our Christmas episode? I know you went and both saw your families. Besides the hat story, you got anything for us? Your
you
lesbian mom do anything entertaining?
My mother is not a lesbian.
John, your mother is a lesbian.
I think that's the question this week for our listeners. Tell us a little bit about your mother, and they can cast a vote. Gay or straight?
My mother is a very caring, church-going woman who bakes a lot and cooks a lot
and
loves children.
And
eats pussy.
She does not eat pussy.
What does she enjoy doing?
Well, not anymore.
Tell the people what they need to hear.
They need to make an informed decision.
That's right.
Decision 06.
Present the case.
John Stewart's going to be on the show, and he's going to make people vote.
Okay, I think first of all, we need to remind people that she has been married for...
That is not an indication of sexuality.
For 39 years to my father.
Let me guess, she was in a fraternity too, right?
She didn't go to college.
Okay, so they don't sleep in the same bed.
He said fraternity. Well, they don't sleep in the same bed because of my dad's back.
Mm-hmm. Likely story. Go ahead. And your mother?
my mother knits and bakes and does crafts.
These are hardly the mark
of a lesbian.
And shoots arrows.
She doesn't shoot arrows anymore.
She hunts for mushrooms.
Well, everybody in my family hunts for mushrooms.
Is everyone in your family a lesbian?
I'm a lesbian.
No, you're not.
But I stayed at the Holiday Inn Express last week.
Oh, that's good stuff.
But what I think Dina wants me to say is that when my mother was in high school...
Thanks for reading the cue cards, by the way.
When my mother was in high school, she was a spelunker, and for those who don't know...
Spelunker?
Spelunking is cave exploring.
Yeah.
She was also in archery and riflery, and she was also an explorer scout, and she only got to be one of those.
And what sports did she play? Did she play softball?
Football. Softball and baseball, or softball and volleyball.
Mm.
Oh, and I think, what's that one, that hockey game that's played with balls?
Balls to the wall? I don't know. What are you talking about?
Like indoor hockey or something. Like
field hockey, do you
field
mean?
Field hockey, yeah. Well, they only had a few sports back then for women.
Because they invented sports in the past 40 years, apparently.
So that's... That's what her past...
She's a weightlifter, and she also participates in curling.
She's not.
She happens to be an apprentice carpenter, and...
Oh, and she wants to be president.
She's an amateur birder.
Does she show dogs on the weekends
as
well?
Oh, that's a classic lesbian hobby, I guess.
God, if she ever hears this...
She will have stopped already. She would never make it to this episode. Unless we put in the title, John's mom is a lesbian.
I'm going to do it. Welcome to episode 17 on tonight's show.
John's mom is a lesbian. He's turning red and blotchy. He's nervous.
And I'm sweating.
Why?
This makes me nervous.
Do you have sweaty balls right now?
No, I have sweaty pits.
Sweaty
and
balls.
Sweaty balls. Mm. Or Saturday Night Live humor.
I have sweaty boobs right now.
Oh, not me. You want to feel? Do you?
We discussed earlier that Dina's butt crack under her on her chest, which is actually her cleavage.
It looks like a butt.
Well, it also looks like vocal cords when she moves them. It could be someone
I can juggle too
on her chest.
It is fun. That's why they're called fun bags.
Would you like to see my fun bags, Dan?
Thank you.
Well, down in central Illinois, it'd be called fun sacks.
You want that in a sack?
Please.
Roar.
So, did you have some Christmas stories from your P-Town trip?
I don't really have any family stories from P-Town. The Roboraptors were a huge hit.
Oh, super.
With the kids. But while I was home, I did have a dream.
Martin Luther King?
It's much like that, except... No, this was my first podcast dream.
Ooh.
Which means that I've crossed a line somewhere, I'm sure. We were in Mexico, the three of us, and we're out in the middle of the desert, and we're in like this little Mexican bar.
Is this the dream?
Yeah, this is the dream.
No. John, we weren't really in Mexico.
We were in this bar, Cantina. And it had, like, country line dancing and all of that. And there was also horse racing going on in this bar.
But in the bar?
Yeah, it wasn't off-track betting. It was horse racing in the bar. And then suddenly...
OTD.
Suddenly,
were they racing ponies?
What's that?
I mean, how big are these horses? Normal size?
Yeah, they were normal. Only in a dream can horses realistically be racing in the middle of a bar. And no one thought anything was strange. And I turned around, and my friends Tom and Jenny were there, and we were ordering pizza and betting on horses. And then suddenly there was a change in the stage, and all of a sudden there was...
Key change?
Key change. And a coda? And there was it was stadium seating, and way down, it was like, you know, like a big stadium. And all the way at the bottom was this small table, and there were different podcasts going on. And it was like a podcast competition.
Was so, like, the recording of podcasts was taking place.
Was right. it like Podcast yeah. Con 06?
Gen Con?
Similar to that. And all the furries were in one section. No. And the Star Trek Trekkies were in another. And so I was freaking out because we didn't have microphones. And I thought we were going to lose. And
this time, louder is better.
Louder is better.
Without the microphones.
Right. Yeah, yeah. We needed to be loud. And I have never actually listened to the Mary and Carla show, which is another podcast. Never heard them, never seen them, wouldn't recognize them. But in my dream, they were the ones. I knew that it was Mary and Carla. Okay.
I don't know who they are either.
It's a really bad, anyway.
Okay.
So
we just plugged a bad podcast, can people.
Can you say really on?
Really?
Yeah.
They're not really. Listening.
They're okay. not. So we were potentially going to win some money if we if we won this contest, but we couldn't find the microphones, and we finally got on stage and we started doing our little thing, and there were a bunch of like older, quiet, librarian looking women in the audience, and they were just sort of, you know, looking at us with.
Were they the women from the restaurant say, yeah. last time?
I exactly. think they were the women from the restaurant last week. And they were just looking at us, sort of nodding and...
You disapproving?
Know, yes.
I see. Just,
And then suddenly I woke up, and that was the end of my dream.
Did you wake up in a sweat? Was it a nightmare in your estimation, or was it just a dream?
It was a nightmare because I was freaked out. No microphones.
Did you have a napkin for your forehead?
I did not. So I've decided that from now on, I'm taking my puff guard and I'm putting it up over my bed like a dream catcher.
I was going to say, you can. I can so that catch no, a lot in this.
No podcast dreams will get through to me because I'll have my podcast dream catcher.
You know, when I worked at the salad bar, I used to take home the sneeze guard for the exact same reason. So that while I slept, I could catch sneezes.
So that's my story from.
Interesting that you dreamt about the microphone, because I think we mentioned last week that we got new microphones and now we have three snowballs that we have to unload. One we have successfully sold. Yahoo! And two more to go. But this week we got some, well, I got these new headphones, courtesy of Justin's dead grandma.
Yeah, dead grandma didn't need them, so I brought them back with me.
What would your grandma say if she was alive right now?
Help, let me out of this box, I can't breathe.
That's funny.
No matter how many times I hear it. Oh, dear.
Well, we'd have to change her name because she couldn't be called Dead Grandma anymore if she was alive.
Is that like the whole Princess Di thing?
Oh, yeah. Well, that was a command.
Right.
She's now Princess Dead. Right. I like to speak in the right tense.
Does it bother you to have things from dead people? Because it doesn't me.
Well, no, you had an old bed that somebody died in.
Until the mattress that I actually bought, I had never been in a bed that someone hadn't died in.
Okay, that is crossing a line.
My entire life, mind you, I've never had a bed that somebody didn't die in.
Well, all 47 years?
Well, except for the water bed, but that's a different story.
Oh, okay.
Tell us about the
that
water
was someone's
bed.
Bladder.
Someone just had a renal failure in that. Failure? Oh, see, it doesn't quite work. No. Well, I got a terrible Christmas gift this year. Like, I get a terrible Christmas gift every year. And let me tell a little bit of history. I wish I would have brought my little notes. So every year my mom gives me something that is just awful. In itself isn't always awful, but the fact is my mom should know me a little bit better. I mean, she is my mom, so she should be able to pick out something that is a little more appropriate for me. So if I look back, past gifts include she bought me a stuffed Eeyore doll one year. Granted, the same year. Now, my brothers are older than me. Okay, so this is only in the past few years. So we're all late 20s, early 30s through this whole story. She gave one brother a stuffed Pooh doll, and the other one was a stuffed Eeyore. Tigger.
Why wouldn't she give the pee and poo set?
Oh, well, because that wasn't available. And, you know, she'd have to use British pound sterling to get it. Mm. Ain't available in this country.
I'd
Who
let
you
a
calling
Brit-
a country? Don't use that C word in front of me. Call it a nation. Anyway. I think I'm funny. Another year she gave me a comforter that had a big snowman motif, and it was made out of probably about 60 thread count, maybe. It was itchy. It was like burlap. Very comfortable. I kept this in a storage closet until I moved out of that apartment, when I then threw it away.
She never
took it out,
out of the plastic. And yeah. It was like a shrink wrap plastic.
Well, it was one of those bed-in-a-bag things, you know.
Right.
We've all seen it. It was still in there. And you know, once you take it out, you can never quite get it in. It was in there, like, brand new. And then last year, I got this creepy doll. I had a doll collection when I was 7. Don't have any dolls anymore. It was a porcelain face, porcelain hands. And it sat kind of Indian style, Native American style. And
like a pretzel.
Like a pretzel. Thanks to Susan. We know now. You sit like a pretzel. And it was musical, and it played Greensleeves. So you turned the little key in her back, and she rotated from left to right. I may have even mentioned this on an earlier podcast. Awful gift. I brought that one into work, and I set it on the cabinet behind me last year, and I said, if you take it out of the box, it's yours to keep, which tempted a few people, but most people stayed away until one decided to take it home and give it to like a 7-year-old child, which seemed appropriate. This year, I decided to do the same sort of thing, but with a twist. I wrapped the gift.
Jack Twist?
No. No Jack Twist. I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
I don't either.
Okay,
let's whisper in here.
It's from Oliver Twist?
Brokeback Mountain.
Oh, ain't seen no Bareback Mountain yet. And ain't gonna, really. Okay, so this year, I wrapped up my gift.
Sounded like a challenge.
I'll take the physical challenge.
Mark Summer.
I love that. Okay, back to Family Double Dare. I wrapped up my package and put it on the cabinet again, same cabinet, with a little note. And the note said, nothing's missing, nothing is broken, at least to my knowledge. If you unwrap it, you have to keep it. It only was there for like 2 hours before someone's like, I can't handle it, I can't handle it, I have to open it. And then opened it, and this is the funniest shit. She said, I already have one of these. The exact same thing. And I was like, oh my God, I'm totally not going to be able to make fun of this nearly as much. So my response was, well, it's just not me. And she's like, no, it's not. And I'm like, okay, you're right.
And so what was it?
It was a silver-plated dresser set for a hand mirror, a comb, and a hairbrush.
The kind of thing in 80-year-old woman would have on
right.
her on her vanity.
I'm made out of horse hair
my
or something.
Hair.
Brush I'm gonna brush my locks. Brush it. Or a small child would
Miss
have.
Havisham.
So it's just a very girly gift. It wasn't. I mean, I'm not a girly girl.
Well, you play archery and riflery and spelunking.
I'm not your mother.
Shut up.
You're not a lesbian.
Not a. Well, I'm gay for pay. So, Dan, if you got any money you want to spend, Dan's drinking again. Someone
Dan,
should call a
pay?
Hotline.
Because today was payday for me.
No, ooh, payday for me is tomorrow. You want to be gay tomorrow?
I got my bonus, too. Ooh. So,
and he really? Got a good bonus.
Bonus. Well, I mean, we can negotiate.
Well, you have to rub it to see.
We
it.
Always talk see about it. His bonus, if you know what I mean. We're like, oh, there's his bonus again. It's more than an annual bonus, let me tell you that.
Nightly.
It's a daily bonus.
Compounded daily. Compounded.
Ooh. Compounded. Ooh.
Compounded pussy daily.
I pounded the pussy daily. It's like winning the lotto.
Well, I have a story.
The Dick 3.
You can't win if you don't play.
Heard it. Fun have a ball.
Have two.
Take two. They're small.
Unless you're Tom Green.
Or unless you talk about my balls.
Those are huge nuts.
They're not small.
You can barely get through one as an appetizer.
Appetizer.
I think I saw it on a menu. It said big enough to share.
It was right next to the awesome blossom.
They bring out two plates.
I love the sauce that comes with
oh,
it,
yes.
though.
Horseradish and chili.
Delish. spicy.
So I have a story for my travel down to Ewan, Missouri. And
welcome, Ewan, Missouri. Now.
I tend to stop at Hardee's on my travels because I love Hardee's.
Frisco burger.
And you can't get Hardee's in the Chicago area.
Have you also noticed that you can't get a meal at Hardee's that does not contain at least 3 days' worth of calories and a half a pound of meat? There's no such thing as a small hamburger anymore.
No. They have like the half pound.
Even when they were Hardee's, I hated their hamburgers before they became Carl's Jr.'s.
Carl's Jr.'s.
So anyway, I stopped at the Hardee's in, let me think about this because it's important to the story.
So important, you can't remember.
Did you see that Carl's Jr. Advertisement with Paris Hilton?
No.
I have. I saw it on the internet.
Lovely. Never mind. Sorry.
It was hot.
Did you like it?
Quite literally.
It was nice. I liked it. Yeah.
It was also on Best Week Ever, so it's possible some of our listeners may have seen it as a result of watching that.
Well, I think it was the one in Rock Falls. That's the one I always stop at.
Why do you stop in Rock Falls to pee? It's like 5 miles off the highway.
If you take 88 across the state, there's nothing after a certain point. It's all farmland.
There's not even a rest stop or anything?
No, 88 has no rest stops between Chicago and the Quad Cities. Not a rest
stop.
John
would know.
I know. I know where to pee in this state.
But there's a Hardee's there?
But there's a Hardee's in Rock Falls. So I go in, and as I'm walking in, this guy is walking out, this older guy.
Did he wash his hands?
I don't know. I think so, but I wasn't watching.
Does he pound the pussy?
Probably. He was an older guy.
All the older
men. Can't be old, right? That's how it is. Yeah. I'm sorry.
So
Dan's getting a little bit better with Justin's help.
So he's going to be a whole lot better with a little later with some help. He'll get by a little help from his friend.
Friend. So I'm walking into the bathroom, and this old guy's walking out, and he flashes me a look, a knowing look like, you better be careful. That kind of look.
Like I just contaminated?
It was like a Bill look. Like, son,
biohazards.
But, you know, I know it wasn't him that I needed to be careful of because the urinal was flushing as I was walking in. So maybe that's a sign he didn't wash his hands because, you know.
If you can exit the bathroom before it's done flushing, you haven't washed
There was
your
no
hands.
Hand washing. Okay, so anyway.
He makes the fries.
Can I interject for just a second? Sometimes I will wait until after the toilet is done flushing at work before I wash my hands, just so anyone who might possibly hear can tell that water stopped and that the hand washing water, because if you go, if you go fast.
And I do.
You can be done washing and drying about the same time.
I could shit, wash my hands, and be out in less than 45 seconds.
So I make sure that everybody knows that I've washed my hands.
See, I have the same problem. I have a large urethra, and I think the situation is that I pee so fast, and then you wash your hands. It takes as long as somebody else takes just, you know, peeing. So I think people think I don't wash my hands in the bathroom.
Do you?
Well, no, but that's beside the point.
I just want people to think that I don't wash my hands.
I'm a large urethra.
I'm urethra,
urethra
Franklin.
Oh.
You best show some respect now.
So,
have you seen her lately?
She's ginormous.
She's got bingo wings.
She's as big as a house.
And the house that Jack built? That's another song.
Jack couldn't get enough lumber to build that house.
I don't think John's story is over for some reason.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's not over, but yeah. She does have big bingo wings.
Oh, yeah.
And she wears,
like,
and she wears like sleeveless shirts, which fat girls should not do.
Or spandex. We
stir
established
that
playing a little catchphrase that our
Why
Christmas
you got to
party.
Come in here and stir up pants? Okay, so he flashes me this knowing look of something is awry. So I walk in there and I get to. Okay, and so none of this is being put on the air, right? With the farmer and the Dell and then the Nodge card that Justin's making right now.
So he gives you a knowing look.
So he gives me a knowing look and I get to the urinal and I happen to glance over in the stall, which is right next to the urinal, where there is a loaf of bread.
Steaming loaf?
A steaming loaf of bread.
That's fresh.
And I caught wind of it, and I'm like, oh, my God. It was revolting. Well, it just so happened that at this Hardee's, they had one of those wall air fresheners that like, every 10 seconds or so. But it was at nose level. So while I'm peeing, I leaned my face into it and stayed like that until I was done. It was bad. It was terrible. And then I'm like, that's what the knowing look was for. Now, son.
But if you... Well, that's Rashid. Awful. I coined a new poop word this week. And the word, well, the phrase, euphemism, if you will, is water moccasin. For them long shit to kind of poke out of the water.
What would Oprah have to say about a long shit that pokes out of the water?
To float better.
You do it's to poo better.
Eat some fiber. To poo better.
Oh, that's a good time.
So I think that for that reason alone, the man who flashed me the knowing smile should burn in hell.
Burn in hell, old pound pussy pounding man.
Non-hand washing, shit observing.
Burn in hell with our Harpreet.
So did you try flushing it?
No, didn't go near it. Well, because I don't want to be that guy that tries to do something good and has something bad happen, like the toilet overflows.
Ooh. You could have helped others.
Yeah, I could have helped the bathroom flood.
Well, he was downstairs.
Wash your hands?
I wash my hands. Yeah.
Sure.
Well, I even
Do
have
they have paper towels or just those fucking hand dryers?
No, this one had paper towels.
Did you get anything to eat?
Not in the bathroom.
Fresh bread. Make fresh daily.
And I ain't a Subway.
Oh, sorry, I forgot to use it at the parties.
Free smells.
Jimmy Jones. Who left their shit in the turlet? Was that you? No, that was Jimmy Jones.
Free smells.
Oh, so yeah, I got some hash browns and a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit. Them's good eats. And I love that they offer you sizes of those things. Like, McDonald's got rid of their you know, biggie upsizing, whatever it is. Hardee's, I don't think we'll ever
doubled the size of everything. The small is what we grew up knowing as large. 32 ounces is not small.
Well, the large hash browns or fry is like a chicken bucket that you get at KFC.
But you know, the biggest drinks of any fast food joint I know are definitely at White Castle. You ask for a small there, you're getting 32 ounces. You ask for a large, you've got a pail with a handle and a straw. Can I get a lid for this? No. And it's always like an Indian woman working inside.
Why is that?
I don't know. Or is it an Indian man?
That is a good point.
Dan, do you have something? They're looking at you like you have a story to share.
Let's put the microphone in front of Dan.
Well, we were just talking earlier.
No, stop looking at me.
Sorry.
Dan, over here.
All right. Then I was at work. We talk with people in India at work. And I thought one of them was female. And
this
it sounded
was
like
online.
An
he wasn't
name.
Speaking to the person.
Right, I wasn't talking with them same in person. Time. Same time. Instant message. That's
pick it up.
Yes. So I started flirting with this individual before I realized that they weren't of... female gender, which was what I was hoping they were. Was it like a Jumanji or something? I don't know what the name was, but it was something like that. It sounded pretty.
What kind of things did you say to
flirt?
Well,
no, just be smiley, be at the same time, and say clever things.
I'm suck my cock. Smiley. Smiley.
Right, exactly. What are you
if
wearing?
You need any emoticons, you just let me know.
Heard it.
So that was what I was. It was a big misunderstanding. It was a little bit of an awkward moment.
Did he take it well?
I don't think he even understood that I was flirting with him.
Or did you tell him?
I was
to breathe
grateful
and
for
relax.
The cultural gap there. Actually,
cock doesn't translate very well.
No, it doesn't. They're like, what are you see talking about chicken
talking
for?
About.
Why are you wanting to suck on your chicken? I don't understand. cock-a-doodle-doo.
Any cock-a-doo. Jumanji.
Well.
Zathura.
I think.
Zinthura.
For you Apprentice watchers.
Apprentice is over.
Everything's over. TV is shit right now.
Nip-tuck is over. I finally caught up.
Thank you. BTW. Okay. 8 years later. But I'm looking forward to the Olympics. I like the Olympics.
Special Olympics? Isn't it on the every other...
Every 5.5 years.
Every third leap year. That's the extra special Olympics.
Every third leap year.
Right. You're only going to qualify to do it once because the age limit is 20. Math humor by Dina.
There's only three kinds of people in this world.
People who are good at math. People who aren't. Good times.
So I didn't tell everybody that I did get a Christmas greeting this year from our friends in India.
Did you get a gift?
No, I just got Christmas greetings from Harpreet and Rohit.
Roly poly heat.
That's what I use if my car won't start in the wintertime.
Oh, yeah. It's also a key, a de-icer for the keys.
Right, sure. But Harpreet was the first to send me Christmas greetings.
Greetings?
That's G-H-E-E-T.
Christmas greetings to you and your chicken.
Well, we alienate 1 billion people tonight. But...
Most of them don't have electricity, let alone internet access.
But Harpreet sent me a Christmas greeting, and then Artie and Rohit followed suit.
Now, what exactly did they?
They just sent. Well, one of them sent an actual like. Hallmark.
Are they male or female? Do you know?
Harpreet and Artie are both female.
Rohit.
Rohit is a male, although I kept calling Rohit she for the longest time when I was talking to Harpreet. And then she's one day she's like, Rohit's a man.
Somehow I don't think she said it quite like that.
And on same time it sounded like that.
Oh yeah.
She sounds gay on same time.
Well, she sounds like a Southside black woman. Rohit's a man.
Rohit's a man. So for that reason, Harpreet's burning in hell. Well, it's actually because she called me Roly Poly.
Right.
But so, no, they sent me Christmas greetings this year. And I had a long, and I'm talking like hour and a half conversation with Rohit today.
Okay, wait, this bitch, by the way, this morning when I asked him to do something, he's like, I got something that's time sensitive.
Well, it was done after I talked to you.
90 minutes later.
No, okay. No, this was this afternoon. It was like 3 to 4. So, I had this really long conversation with Rohit.
How can you have a 90-minute conversation
in an hour?
3 to 4.
Whatever. I'm no good at math. I'm one of the three.
Or reading clocks.
But Rohit and I had this really long conversation, and he kept saying things like, I understand your diversity. And
because, you know, as soon as she found out you were gay, she was like,
she doesn't know I'm gay. I still haven't told her.
How does she know you're Roly Poly?
I sent her a picture.
Then she knows you're gay.
Do the same time have a voice chat option?
No. Oh. No, but Rohit kept saying...
He lisps in type, in text.
Rohit kept saying
they
he
have to replace his S key every 6 months. I'm sorry, John.
No, it's fine. I've gotten used to the fact that I can't tell a story without 18 interruptions.
I could just turn off your mic.
That's helpful. I think Rohit is gay, is what I'm trying to say.
Oh. So ask him.
I can't.
Why?
Well, it's like the same reason I can't come out and say that I'm gay.
Why can't you do that? I really don't understand that.
I don't know. It just doesn't seem to be something you should do
this
at work.
This isn't your uncle or your aunt or, you know, your grandparents.
That'd Everyone else you work with knows you're gay.
Right.
Well, but yeah, but I'm
my dead grandmother knows you're gay.
How does
she never met him even?
Did you tell her?
Her grandmother?
I mean, I'm just saying, I kind of understand your point. I don't tell everybody at work I'm not gay.
Right.
Well, but you tell people that you want to get laid.
Well,
and that you want to find
someone
with a pussy.
I work with.
Yeah, but you tell Dina and me that you want to get laid.
I tell you guys a lot of things.
And it gives us mixed messages, Dan. We don't know which one of us you're hitting on.
You tell me about what you do with your spunk after you've jerked off.
I'm hitting on the Indian guy. We've already established that.
Justin's well, not Indian.
I could be if you wanted me to.
Show me your chicken.
Ordinarily, I would agree with you and say that, you know, why would someone go out of their way to say that they're gay? But you got gay pride shit in your cube, right?
Hmm.
Pictures of your boyfriend. And you participated in a mobile, I don't know, thing that was put in different locations of our company that had a picture of you and your boyfriend and a big "I'm gay" symbolism. But
there she goes, bringing logic and facts into the conversation.
It's all because I'm gay with her.
That's, I respect your privacy, John.
Thanks.
I won't tell our listeners that you're gay.
Thank you.
Gay ain't protected by HIPAA.
Hungry, hungry HIPAA.
You fall down, break your HIPAA, you're gonna be sorry.
That's right. You're gonna have to get plastic HIPAA. Replacement HIPAA.
Mike HIPAA?
Mike HIPAA.
Those are beautiful socks you're wearing. Are they compliant?
Mike HIPAA. Mike HIPAA.
Socks. Compliance,
ADA.
Sarbanes-Oxley, compliance, SOX.
Where's my Nodge thing to give
me? Here
him?
You go. Here's the Nodge card.
Goddamn Nodge card. Nitsage.
For all of our accountant listeners,
I mean, I know what Sarbanes-Oxley is,
Sox
but...
SOX humor.
SOX is just not an abbreviation used her.
Her?
We call it Sarbanes-Oxley.
It's usually abbreviated to SOX or Sarbox, which to me sounds like a deadly disease. Did you pass your Sarbox?
Well, it sounds like what you inject into your forehead. I have Sarbox injections.
Those wrinkles are going away.
I just had plastic surgery.
John has pulled all of the skin on his face back, and he looks like a...
You want to see
it looks
my
like
new,
Joan Rivers.
Want to see my new smile?
Yeah, pretty go soon. Ahead.
I'm smiling now.
Can't you tell?
You look so surprised.
Permanent surprise.
Can't eat grapes.
What is can't eat grapes?
I don't know. I think it was the Tim Allen thing when that Christmas show that he did.
Okie dokie.
Well, I can understand being uncomfortable coming out to people. I came out to a cab driver the other night.
Why'd you feel the need to do that?
Was his name Rohit?
I don't know what his name was. He was...
it was posted in the back seat.
It was, but I wasn't looking. No, I was on a date. And we
with the cabbie?
No, we hailed a cab.
See what it's like?
Hi, cab.
And so we got in, and I guess we were not doing it. We weren't making out or fucking, which is exactly where your
goodness.
Mind would go. But I think, I don't know, the way we were talking and that, and I think the cab driver figured out. And so there was a Mexican music or Spanish music
mariachi
station playing. And
a song for the lovers.
So
there's a story behind that. We'll leave that alone.
Uh-huh.
I don't. This story is not going to be funny.
No,
anyway,
go ahead.
So I think the cab driver figured out that we were of the gayer persuasion.
Gayer mm-hmm. than.
Gayer than he was, and so he starts saying, he's like, and I can't do a good. I can't speak the
That's
way
okay.
he did. So, but he was like, you know, he's like, I have a wife and a girlfriend.
Ooh.
He's like, oh, congratulations.
That's why they have menus.
Thanks,
he's like,
Donald.
Yeah, you know, I don't know how to tell her that I, you know, my wife, that I want to leave her. So good. But her pussy is old.
You're fucking shitting me.
I swear to God. He's like... He's like, you know, sometimes you need new pussy. You need to eat new pussy. And this pussy, you know, mine is old and wrinkly. Oh, and he's like, so I don't know. So he's, I told him maybe she could move in. You know, I could have some help around the house. And she did not like that. But, yeah, so I like to fuck her. I like to stick my balls in her pussy after I eat it. I swear to God, this guy, this is exactly what he was saying. And we're like,
What was your date saying?
Well, he was mortified. He was, like, sitting there quietly looking at me. And I, of course, was egging him on. I'm like, I'm like, so what did your wife think of that? And, tell me about that. And when do you see her? He's like, I see her on Mondays. So on Mondays we get together, we fuck. I fuck her in the pussy. I eat her pussy. You know, it's new. You need new pussy sometimes, you know?
Why does he?
Well, actually, I don't know. Why does he sound like?
Well, no. Why does he assume that gay equates to adultery?
I don't know. Because
you're promiscuous whores, all of you.
Your balls and a girl's pussy.
I was wondering that too.
Physically speaking, I don't know how.
Like,
you
does
would
he
do
put
that.
His penis?
Hot dog down the hallway.
Well, if you got a big pussy, you could just
when you're pounding that pussy
and a short little dick.
Maybe you just squeeze it all together.
I don't think you can stuff your balls.
My balls wouldn't do that. My balls are too big for that sort of thing.
Maybe that's what yours are so big for.
No, I'm
sorry. My balls are so big so they'll go in somebody's pussy.
Well, they're protecting you from going too deep into anything. It's like a bobber or something. Some sort of safety guard.
Bobbers are to alert you that there's a fish on your line. I think at that point you know there's a fish on your line.
If you didn't have balls, think of the disaster that could happen at that chocolate fountain. I mean, that'd be no.
Where to stop?
If it wasn't for my balls, I would have fallen in. Thank God.
Well, Andre's boobs fell in, but
did they really?
No.
Okay.
Andre's boobs fall out. They never fall in.
Oops, my bosom fell under my shirt.
I think those men in this country ain't seen your bosom?
I swear, I have no fewer than two pictures of her breasts from any event that we have.
That's true. So do we have some howdy do's this week?
I think we do. Dan, do you know the howdy do song?
No.
You're going to learn it.
No.
Howdy do's. We're sending out our weekly howdy do's.
Yeah. Same as the first.
Ba-dum-bum. Well, I want to go first with my howdy do.
All right, you go first. Do you remember your howdy do?
I remember my howdy do this week. We're going to do a take two on the wood howdy do.
And action.
4, 3, 2, 1, action.
That was a snort. Dina.
I want to send out a howdy do to Wood and tell him thank you very much for listening. It's a pleasure that we could have snuck up behind you and grabbed you and pulled you into our podcast. And I ended on a high note, so you probably thought I was going to say more, but I'm not.
I'm going to sneak up behind Dan and pull him into my podcast.
By podcast, I mean
pussy. Butthole.
My underground lair.
My chicken.
Suck my chicken. Delicious. You got some dipping sauce for that chicken?
Careful of the beak.
Get that in a nugget. I got a howdy do up for Joseph down to the Baton Rouge.
I like to call it
Baton Rough.
It's close. Oh my God, that's what I wrote is Baton. I swear to God, Dan, be my testament top line.
Baton Rough.
Baton Rough.
Thank you, Dan.
Whoopsie. I was sitting at home on Christmas Eve. No, don't get all sad. It was perfect.
Oh, Dina.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
.com.
And I got me, I think it was Christmas Eve, sometime over my holiday weekend. Joseph sent me a little instant message, which was fun. I got to chit-chat with him a little bit. He's sent us some email in the past. So a big howdy-do to him.
And just for everyone who doesn't know, you can catch, realistically, Dina or I.
Right, never John.
On AIM at DTWF Dina and DTWF Justin. So add us to your, make us your buddy.
Right.
And then talk to us, because we're lonely.
Well, it's fun. I find it really entertaining to talk to people one-on-one.
I love it.
Love to know what, you know, where they're from, what they do, blah, blah, blah. If they poo, I wanted to rhyme.
Cyber sex.
It ain't a crime.
Ask them to suck my chicken.
Oh, back to the chicken. Choke it.
Back to the chicken and around again.
Oh, I'm going to get you in the end.
Dan.
I have a howdy do. Dan's sitting right next to me, and he's getting really nervous.
And Justin wants to touch him, but he was like, ooh, I just met him. He might not like that so much, so he didn't.
But as long as he keeps drinking mezcal.
Mm-hmm. When that flask's empty,
vitamin that's fortified.
That's my sign to move.
That's your move.
Eagle has landed. Go, go. So,
oh, dear.
No, I was just saying. I'm still thinking about putting your balls in someone's pussy.
If you want to give him a Nitsudge card at any time, I've got one right here.
Do you think you'd put your balls in someone's ass?
I think that would hurt.
The balls or the ass?
The balls. Yeah. Well, with my balls, the ass, but I mean the balls too.
Listeners, if you've ever put your balls in someone's ass, send us a picture.
I'm sure it was a Polaroid moment at the time.
Doesn't everyone
I did it back in 74.
Doesn't everyone keep a camera by the bed?
Not Why? To see myself masturbate? That's all that happens in that bed.
I'm sorry.
I sleep, too.
I have an Audi do.
I have an innie
do. Is it a German do?
Audi do. I don't even know what that was. I have a howdy do for Ego.
How about Id and Super Ego?
They haven't posted anything yet. Okay.
Ego but ist mein Freund.
Ingo ist mein Freund.
Ego wohnt die Ecke. Actually, Ingo wohnt in Chicago. Anyway.
Buenos dias.
Bilingual.
It's not time for that yet.
I'm sorry. A little early.
It sure feels like
Don't
it.
Don't stop listening.
Ego got an iPod for Christmas. Has been catching up on our episodes. So we want to send a big howdy-do out. He listens to us on the Metro, which is our commuter rail.
It's the way
system.
To really fly. And it also hits a lot of pedestrians. It does.
It's the way to really die.
We do seem to have a lot of train accidents.
I don't think it's accidents. I do think a lot of it is suicide.
I think a lot of it is people, like that last one with the car, was that guy was just, he was being antsy and wanting to get through a light, so he stopped on the tracks.
Well, a lot of times it's actual pedestrians, though.
Yeah, like the violin chick.
I saw Faces of Death movie once,
oh, yeah.
And they had an actual on camera. It was an accident. It was a Metra train in like Naperville or something, and it was one of those stations where they have two tracks next to each other, and so sometimes you have to cross one set of tracks to get to the train. Mm-hmm. And this woman was in a hurry. She was not looking, and she was going to the second set of tracks, and as she walked out, a train came right through on the first set, and you could actually see her being decapitated because it hit her right on the corner, and her body parts just went flying. It was really gross.
And unlike, like, you know how you can pull out in traffic and there's that median or like a turn
You can go
lane.
Halfway.
You can go halfway. There's that such a thing does not exist on the train tracks.
No, it
you can't
not.
Go halfway because you're going to get squished.
She got squished.
Squished.
So do we have any other howdy do's?
I got one more howdy do. Another person who contacted me and we chatted a little bit. I apologize up front. I talked and I wrote it down. I was like, oh, Dan and Eric from Michigan. And they said just outside Detroit, of course, because I like to ask more specifically where. He thought I was stalking him. But I said, no, I saved that for the straight boys. Where are you living, Dan?
What's your address?
Exactly. Can I get your phone number and your social security number, too? I'd like to apply for a credit card.
Get a free T-shirt.
I'll stuff my balls in your pussy.
Ooh, we can test that theory.
Stuck on the balls in the pussy.
He is. You give him one visual. This is why straight guys like porn so much. Yeah. Yeah.
What's the internet for, Dan?
Porn?
Good answer.
Good answer.
So they're out in Michigan, and they listen, and they love us, and I would like to chit-chat with. I just don't remember which one I was talking to. That's why I had to apologize. I think it might have been Dan, but I don't know.
Well, howdy do to our
howdy
friends in
do
Michigan.
Indeed.
And a howdy two, because there's two of them.
There is.
Take two. They're small.
Mm, like a tic-tac.
Well, we have a lot of things that we'd like to ask our listeners to do. First, I'm just going to throw this out there. If you've been listening to the podcast and we've never heard from you, drop us an email or leave a comment or something. I know there's a lot of people out there that listen and maybe haven't been compelled. But
and don't feel like you have to be like entertaining to say hello. Just say hello and give us a little like location where you are. It's interesting to us.
That's right. You can also go to our website, and when this podcast comes out, it will be January. So help others find us by voting for us on Podcast Alley. You can do that right from our website, and the more votes we get, the higher we go on the searches. So we want to spread the word.
The word is legs.
And the word is legs. You can send us an email
at rubberspatula@dtwfpodcast.com.
Or leave us a voicemail.
It's 773-828-4397.
And we've told you how to get in touch with us on AIM, DTWF Dina or DTWF Justin.
But never DTWF John.
Because he just ain't online.
I even took it off my computer because I couldn't figure out how to install it.
We'll have to get tech support over there to help him out. Justin. And he looks to me because it transfers so well. Don't tech support. You
don't do that to me.
Okie dokie.
Don't ask me to fix your computer.
I didn't ask for help. I don't need it.
Good. Because you ain't going to get it.
And if by chance you want to buy 2 snowballs, you let us know too. Gently used.
Well, let's wrap this up and
put a bow on it.
Put a bow on it.
All right.
Thanks for joining us, and we will see you next week.
By the way,
bye and beware.
Bye, men and women.